Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa. Now, let's not forget, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals in the semis. And let's not forget about the bulk mail haulers out there. Felix and the gang taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys like Tom. And he's out there hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch page. And don't forget, we're also on Parler, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Our code name over there on every one of those is Captains with an S on the end of it, America. Captain's America. And of course, you can also find us at our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's right, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, we're going to venture on out to California, and see if the ducks and the pigeons are still flying, along with some of those birds called Pelosi and Company. So here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! Yay! I don't know why I'm so happy. My team lost. Yay! Yay! All right, well, we'll stop it right there. Yeah, my team lost last night. We did have a great time at the ballpark. Had plenty of food. My God. We had a suite, and with a suite comes the food. And I mean to tell you, there was enough food there to feed a freaking army.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. It was great, though.
Well, I could imagine. Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Yep, it was great. Met some of our great people that we are associated with during the week. A lot of our sponsors were there. That's what it was, is like a sponsor's night. And then when I walked out in the hallway a couple times, I met a couple of listeners that saw me and saw my shirt, and they went, "Oh, you're the captain." I said, "Yep, well, we listen to you all the time." So I shook their hands, and, you know, we chatted for a couple minutes. But it was a good thing, real good thing.
That sounds great. Wonderful, yeah.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we accentuate the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start tonight with Nancy Pelosi. Is she or isn't she going to take that trip to Taiwan after Russia came out and threatened to shoot down her plane if she comes to Taiwan?
Well, yes, what we understand, Captain, is that there's a Chinese government propagandist, evidently, that came out and basically said if a U.S. fighter jet escorts Pelosi's plane into Taiwan, then they will consider that an invasion. I mean, can you imagine that? And he goes on to say that the China has the right to forcibly get rid of Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets by firing warning shots, et cetera, et cetera. This is a very, very, this is very, very bad, obviously, for them to say, because obviously, Captain, you know, there's no invasion happening of any kind, and they just don't want a U.S. official coming in some official capacity to Taiwan.
Well, that's all true, what you said. However, it'll be at least two jets, maybe four, flying around the plane, and if anything gets locked onto them, they will immediately lock onto it, and it'll be a battle of who's going to fire first.
Well, right now, so we're hearing from this Chinese propagandist, right, U.S. Chinese government propagandist, but also the Chinese foreign ministry also just a day or so ago said, those who play with fire will perish by it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, Captain, that's meant to intimidate us. To believe that somehow an American official can't make a American official can't make a trip to Taiwan. It shows, and I don't really think this is really for local consumption. I really do think that it's really meant to try to ratchet up the tension mm-hmm. between the United States and China.
Now, Nancy did do something she said she was going to do last night. The House passed the semi-automatic weapons ban, which will be doomed in the Senate. It will never get through the Senate. Not ever, never, ever. Mark my words. But it did pass the House.
Well, right, and that part of that is for local consumption. I think that's so that they can say we passed this, and the Senate didn't do it. So you got to give us the Senate in November, and it'll be part of their rallying cry. But I don't think it's going to go too far.
The Democrats are not going to get the Senate. The Democrats are going to lose the House. There is more and more and more of this going around out there. Again, I heard it last night. I heard people talking about it at a baseball game about changing Congress.
Well, right. I think a lot of people are feeling that way, and especially even rank-and-file Democrats, Captain. They feel, I think, they feel that their party has left them. It's been co-opted and colonized by the far left, and they don't represent them any longer. So, yes, I think they're looking to Republicans. Doesn't make them Republicans, per se, but it does make them look for something that's going to change from what we're doing right now.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Lots to talk about tonight. Lots, 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 lots.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And oh, by the way, this portion of the show brought to you by MyPillow, and that's Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com is a website, and he's been offering BOGOs for quite some time, switching them around a little bit. That's buy one, get one. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with other products from MyPillow besides just pillows. Now, right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. I've also got the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Also got the six-piece bath towel sets. And I'm telling you, those are fantastic. Plus, they got the beach towel sets, which are even bigger yet. If you think the bath towel's big, wait till you see the beach towel. And, of course, they've got the blankets for your bed. And they've got the other sheets that they've got in there, and the roll and go anywhere my pillows, and so much more. As a matter of fact, you got to go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. And while you're there, the promo code to get in is Captain, or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. But don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. When they're gone, folks, they're gone. That's it. Now, you'll also receive a Mike's book, one of his books that he's written, absolutely free with any purchase. The phone number again, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Give it a shot. See what he's got going on there. There might be something there that you really want to have. All right. Back to the phone calls. And we've got Kyle Warren, first of all, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. On the telephone line, we've got the honorary wannabe, could be, should be, wasn't there last night, Mayor of Clearwater. Good morning, Mr. Mike.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I'm kind of speechless at this point of what Joe Manchin did. You represent a state that produces coal, and you're going to help greenlight an energy bill that's going to probably decimate the coal industry. So basically what you're doing is you're screwing over your own constituents. The people in West Virginia need to get on the horn and tell him in no uncertain terms, if you vote yes for this, then we're going to vote yes to have you tossed out right on the street. I cannot believe that this man, our only hope at this point is Christian Sinema, and she's not saying anything about what she's doing. Hopefully she says no to this. We, you know, she's our only chance. Also, if they spend this money, this however many hundreds of billions of dollars, you talk about inflation being bad now. Oh, well, the companies are going to pay for it. 15% tax. Well, if the companies have to pay a higher tax, they're not going to hire. They're going to tighten their belts. They're not going to put in the necessary investment to make the economy grow. This is lunacy. So people in Arizona, people in West Virginia, please get on the phone and tell Christian and Joe absolute no to this energy bill. Thank you so much, Kyle. What do you think?
Okay, Kyle, go for it, buddy. You forgot one thing.
What's that?
The energy in West Virginia, they have been trying to transform from coal for some time. They've also got water there. They've got a lot of water power. And I've been through West Virginia and a lot of those plants that they've got there, some of the antiquated plants. And if you ever go through Wheeling, West Virginia, you'll be surprised at what you see there in terms of how they produce their power. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I appreciate what Mike was talking about, and of course, we're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, how does this, wait a minute, I have a kind of a weird question, Captain. If we're gonna try to reduce inflation, why are we raising taxes?
Well, if you raise taxes 15% to the businesses, they are going to raise their products, cost, by 15% to pay for the tax. Therefore, everything goes up.
Well, of course it does. So this kind of naming of the act, it's the Inflation Reduction Act. It's like, you know, it's the Clean Water Act or something. And who can be for reducing inflation? But yes, Manchin, of course, seems to be going along with this at this point. So it's going to be a mixed bag, I think, with Joe Manchin on some of these other things. He seems to be pretty stalwart in trying to stand up to the administration and to the Democrat Party itself. On this, he's kind of going with them. So, yes, we are going to see where Kyrsten Sinema comes down on this, because obviously it's a very close vote in the Senate.
It is, and I would have to tell you right now, I would be surprised if Joe Biden lives up to his end of the bargain, because I think the people are going to ring his phone lines off the hook. Now, I got something interesting to talk about here. Did you see the videos of Joe Biden the other day? I think it was 2 days ago, with a couple of different press conferences, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And either he had a bunch of makeup on him to change the color of his face to where he was really suntan, or he was not feeling right and his complexion was flushed for whatever reason. But there were two different images of him on tape. One was he was lily white with his hair combed a different way than it was in the other one, where he was suntanned and his hair was combed a different way there. So you had two different images of Joe Biden, and a lot of people are going, hey, he's got a double.
Well, the videos do look pretty weird. There's no doubt about it.
Looks like two different people.
Well, exactly. So you kind of wonder, I guess, the parallel universe explanation we probably can drop immediately. But the idea, Captain, of seeing two very different people is quite concerning. In fact, one of the Joe Bidens that we see on these videos, his eyes are wide open, big as saucers. And they never blink, or just about never blink. The other Joe Biden seems to not have that same look about him. So yeah, this is very strange.
But he had no skin complexion color in one. He was white as a piece of white paper. And in the other one, he had a tan.
Right. And then you mentioned about the which direction the hair is combed.
Yeah.
It is, you know, people don't usually change the direction their hair is combed. It would be very odd for somebody like Joe Biden to do that one day to the next. So, yeah, it is a little strange. Now, are there two different people portraying Joe Biden? We don't know that.
No.
But it sure is an interesting looking video comparison. We'll say that for sure.
Yep. Now let's move along to talking about China. China is currently accusing the White House of lying about a key part of the hours long phone call held between President Biden and President Xi.
Well, if you allow me, Captain, we don't know which Joe Biden said what at the meeting.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. But all kidding aside, well, that's right. So they're saying that that Joe Biden did not bring up the human rights issues, the imprisoning of some 3 million Uyghurs, for example. This is all very important stuff. But here we go. I mean, and the Chinese are playing for keeps on this kind of thing. They take this incredibly seriously. And so they're saying that it's just disinformation that the president even brought this up.
Right. And we'll see how all of this plays out. But here we go again, right?
Well, right. But I think that the Chinese government doesn't live in the same universe as say the American government or other governments in the free world that literally do have to answer to the people and their perception is very important about how things are going and so forth. But if they're going to just come out and go, no, this is not happening and no, this never happened, they may be behind the curve on that in terms of how people really perceive them.
You know where my mind just went when you said living in the free world?
What's that?
To Neil Young.
Oh, Neil, yes. Keep
living
on rocking
in the free world. Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, keep on rocking in the free world.
Yep. Okay, now, is Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee unconstitutional? A lot of people think so.
Well, that is, we're hearing about that, basically. I think we've heard people like, I think, Mark Levin talk about
Mark
that.
Mark Levin is very hot on that, yep.
Yeah, and he's pretty learned in terms of, you know, what...
he's a lawyer, constitutional lawyer.
Exactly, yeah. So the issue, well, let's just say, for example, let's just say it wasn't, just for sake of argument. Well, do the Democrats care? No, because they're simply putting on a TV show which is designed to create a narrative. And if it's, quote, unconstitutional, well, maybe that'll be debated for a while. But they just need to get their message out. That's all they care about.
All righty. Well, we're going to take another break, folks. And when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It is a weekend edition program, so many of you get this program at different hours of the day or night all through the weekend. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening. In the meantime, we will be right back right after these messages.
For the love of America, you need to tell your friends to listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always conservative, always American. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone.
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. We think that Jeff is back with his feet planted in Sarasota again. Not sure, but I think he's back. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, I've been with them for 8 years talking about their product because I've been taking it for 8 years. And the reason I take it is simple. It works. It works. Now, if you got a problem with general muscle aches, pain, maybe you got back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, wrist pain, ankle pain, some sort of pain from injuries you've had, or maybe you've got arthritis or bursitis, and nothing seems to be working, how about trying Relief Factor to see what that'll do for you? Because simply put, when I started to take it, it started to work for me the first day. And by the time the second day came around, I was almost totally out of pain. And by the time the third and fourth day came around, there was no more pain. But I made the mistake to see if it was going to stay with me, to stop taking it for a couple days, and guess what? Pain came right back. So I've since found out that you take it every morning with breakfast, and you have it in your system all day long, and it's there for when you need it. Because this product is like something that I've never seen before. It goes to the source of the pain, wherever it is in your body. It'll go right to the source of the pain. And it'll make you feel better. Now, it's all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 are the ingredients in it, which helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, lowers or eliminates the pain, goes right to the source, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is all good for you, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, too. So,
Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. The 3-week quick start costs the same it did 8 years ago, $19.95. Give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. Get on it. Start taking it, and you'll be glad you did. Because, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Kyle, the D.C. mayor wants the National Guard activated to come in to help with the terrible problem they've got with 4,000 illegals that are sleeping on the streets. There's no room in the shelters, and they got to have some help, and the National Guard's got to help them out. Now, I'm thinking to myself, that's wonderful, but how about the people on the border where there ain't nothing down there for them? Those border towns down there. And they're basically sleeping on the streets and down there, too, as well as out in the desert or wherever, because they pretty much exhausted themselves. There's not enough Border Patrol to go around down there, let alone National Guard. And they want the National Guard, the mayor in D.C., just to take care of her little problem? Get out of town.
Well, right, and not trying to make light of this situation at all, but obviously immigrants, illegal immigrants coming into the United States just ain't what it used to be, I guess, for Washington, D.C.
You
mayor,
want to solve the problem?
Bowser.
Want to solve the problem, Kyle?
Yeah.
Round them up and send them back.
Well, yeah, or to deport. Yeah.
Round them up and take them back to the border and say, bye.
Well, you know, to go to your point about you've got a real humanitarian crisis starting up on the border, or having been going on the border, the actual border. But the mayor of D.C., Captain, is calling this a humanitarian crisis because there are 4,000 illegal immigrants that have been taken to Washington, D.C. So, yes, she's asking for the National Guard. I think, Captain, because suddenly it's in her backyard, literally. And as opposed to being on far away on the border somewhere, quote unquote. So it really goes to show that I think you got some of these far left liberals who really don't care about people coming to the United States and this kind of thing. As long as it's a political thing that they can use. But if it really starts to affect them, then suddenly they need the military or something. It's ridiculous. And she's being ridiculous.
Exactly. Now, military analysts now say that Russia's war with the Ukraine has become a war of attrition.
Well, certainly, because it was originally designed to be a lightning war or blitzkrieg.
Yep.
Into Ukraine, take over very, very quickly. The world would be stunned, by this. It was just, we saw the massing on the border, but of course they pulled the trigger and went on in to Ukraine. But now, yes, of course it'll be a war of attrition. And so that's why it's important for the Ukrainian forces to keep fighting and to be supported and this kind of thing, because eventually Russia will start running out of stuff. Are they going to gear up and really start building more tanks and being able to throw more people into this mix? They're already, if I correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, they already started the conscription and so forth, or sending in the very green, as it were, soldiers. Yeah.
Now, there was a lawsuit recently by members of the North Shore University Health System in Illinois. And we're going to combine that with this little guy here. You ready?
Yep.
Dr. Fauci report.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Dr. Fauci report. Okay. This is a combination to it right here. And we're going to get this out there for everybody to hear. A group of healthcare workers who sued their hospital over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate are now slated to receive $10 million, according to a settlement agreement filed on July 29th. Now, this is about a dozen workers at the North Shore University Health System in Illinois. They lodged a suit in October 2021, arguing that the facility was illegally not granting religious exemptions on the mandate to the people that were objecting to it.
This is incredibly important. You know why, Captain? Because you know, the Constitution doesn't just go away because Dr. Fauci thinks there's a huge public health crisis. It was never designed to simply go away. And people, if they have their constitutional rights trod upon, but the ability to claim a religious exemption and have due process before being forced into doing anything, that's not the way our system was ever set up, ever.
You think?
Right. Well, of course. But see, this is where this bodes for the future, because this has happened once, and hopefully this kind of decision will hopefully help that it doesn't happen again so easily. But this is what people, they're wise to this now.
Yep. And the Nicholas Sandman thing, by the way, he's going to turn around and probably challenge the decision made by the I guess it was the Fifth Circuit. Yeah, by the judge. All right.
Exactly.
All right, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, your pal out there in California, a Democrat, announced in a July 29th letter to Democrats that an inter-party impasse over a bill to ban assault weapons had been bridged, and said that a vote on the bill would be held the same day. Well, it was. It passed the House. It's headed to the Senate. It will never pass in the Senate. Never. Now, the bill would ban an array of semi-automatic firearms dubbed as assault weapons by the critics. And though the exact meaning of the term has long been contested by Republicans and Second Amendment advocates, it just isn't going to pass.
It's not going to pass. It would be very unlikely that it would. And at the same time, Captain, it's interesting to point out that many times you hear some of these Democrat politicians talking about guns, and you can tell they don't know the first thing about guns,
much less, quote,
assault weapons.
You think?
Exactly.
You think?
Well, right. But again, this is all, it's all for public, it's a public relations stunt in that sense, because they're trying to make you think that they're going to make you safer. But if we don't attack the root causes and all these things, you simply are going to take things, you're going to make it such that law abiding citizens can't exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Now, the inflation gauge came out this week, and, we also have seen the price of gasoline jump dramatically again. It went up 30 cents a gallon over the last couple of days at the pump. And it's not going to go down anytime soon, unfortunately. But here we go again.
Well, of course. That's right. And now, of course, with the R word.
rubber ball, come back, bouncing back to me. Is that the R word? Rubber ball?
Well, no, but the recession word. And, they try to make you doubt your own eyes and your own experiences by, well, it's not really a recession, and it's, you know, we got to really have a more balanced outlook at how things are really working around out here. You know, it's that kind of thing that just infuriates people, Captain. I think of both major parties, because it's denying what they're really actually going through. And that's right. And so now you've seen the gas prices jump again. There's no real reason why they would start coming down significantly, not for a very long time, and people know that.
They were down to $3.66 a gallon for several days over the weekend, early part of the week. They're back up to $3.96 to $3.99 again. Wonderful. All right, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Byway Report.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
the Groove Line by Heatwave, and that's an oldie but goodie. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I was up hopping on one leg. you had to picture that one to believe it. But
yeah,
I almost turned the camera on in here, but I decided not to. It's a little early for the camera yet, and we're going to get into all sorts of stuff. By the way, Donna Fiducia, talked to her yesterday. She's going to help us set this up when we get going, because we are going to be broadcasting for an hour or two on a let's see, how should I put this? On a cable television network in the middle of the night. They're going to take either 1 hour or 2 hour of the shows. It'll be going on here in about another month or so. And once you get all the logistics worked out and can tell you when it's going to start, we'll tell you. We've already been doing a little practicing here. All right, Kyle, I'm going to read this and hand it to you. The dangerous heat wave in the Northwest will continue through the weekend as excessive heat warnings and heat advisories will be in effect. Meanwhile, organized areas of heavy rainfall will keep the flood threat elevated in some locations through the weekend, especially today in the eastern Ohio Valley. And I hate to tell you this, Kentucky, you're still going to be flooded, and West Virginia, you're getting some of this too. It's unbelievable what's going on there right now, Kyle, but take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. The heat wave continues in the Pacific Northwest this weekend. We're looking at the low 90s, for example, if you're in the Seattle area. You're looking at, I believe, 100 degrees or 101 degrees as we go through the weekend. May cool down to maybe 97 in Portland by the time we get to Sunday. But also, Captain, also places like Idaho Falls right now, 71 degrees in the middle of the night, but over the weekend could hit 99 degrees on Saturday or Sunday, so we definitely have that heat wave continuing, and of course it does stretch all the way down through Washington, Oregon, as we talked about, over into Idaho. As a matter of fact, Boise also has excessive heat warning. So does Southern Oregon, down through Medford and up into into Northern California. As you travel down Interstate 5, as you head towards Redding, you have excessive heat warnings. Susanville, heat advisory for Reno as you head out I-80. All the way to Elko. You've also got, of course, the high temperatures in these different places that can really be debilitating. So if you have friends, especially if they're elderly neighbors, be sure to check on and make sure that they're drinking water and they are in a cool environment at the very least, as much as possible. Across the Southwest, we continue to have the flood warnings and flood watches as we look through the states of Arizona, New Mexico, also in Las Vegas, where I understand they also had some pretty bad flooding as well. But right now, as we're live on the radio tonight, we've got a lot of rain coming across Interstate 15. This is going to start around Baker all the way through state line up to Las Vegas, so you can have heavy rain at times. Be careful there. The rain continues down through Lake Havasu City and Parker, Arizona, and then also in over parts of northern Arizona. Also, southern Utah has some rain going on right now, not affecting Interstate 15, but a little bit east of there. And then over in New Mexico, definitely have a lot of rain as you come out of Albuquerque and you're heading towards, for example, Amarillo, Texas, through Tucumcari, New Mexico. You definitely have a lot of rain going on there. And then rain coming down Interstate 25 near Wagon Mound down towards Las Vegas, New Mexico. So be careful out there this weekend.
All right. Well, let's go back to Las Vegas because Kyle was there. But the other night we had a monsoon there and had a lot of damage done, a lot of debris washed into the road. The conditions are there to have the same thing happen again in Las Vegas, folks. So I'm looking at flash flood warnings. I'm looking at flood warnings in general all around Las Vegas, north, south, east, west. So please be careful if you're going up and down I-15 tonight or coming across 93 through there, US 93, now or 95. Now, I-40, as Kyle said, we've got rain all the way across to Oklahoma, about halfway across Oklahoma tonight. We are going to have flooding in the panhandle of Oklahoma tonight. Amarillo, Texas, you're going to have some high water. Lubbock, Texas, you've got flood warnings there right now in Lubbock. Lubbock is, as you know, anybody that's been there, is in a lower part of Texas, so be careful. That means I-27 over there. You could have some areas where the road could be underwater. They're talking about some big-time rain coming through there, some what we call gully washers. Now, you've also got some thunderstorm warnings and flood warnings up in the southwestern corner, just east of Springfield, Missouri, along I-44, north-south. And then over in Arkansas, east of Little Rock, about halfway between Little Rock and Memphis. You've got a flood warning in there. A lot of low-lying area in there, as we do have more rain coming. I wish I had better news for Kentucky, but I don't. You've got an area of rain, again, coming your direction towards East Kentucky, where all that serious flooding is. I realize that as the water goes down, you're going to find more victims in the homes. That's just the way it is. The people that are missing will now show up having drowned in their homes because they were underwater and couldn't get out. And the other thing is we have serious flood warnings and advisories all throughout eastern Kentucky and right along the border with West Virginia. So please, please be careful in that area. And if you're traveling along I-64, you might want to find an alternative route and get down on I-40, perhaps, to come across over to the east. Just saying, because there's going to be a lot of construction traffic headed that way. There's also going to be a lot of military convoys going that way with the state of emergency and all the stuff that's coming towards them. Now, got a little bit of weather up the east coast, not much of anything to talk about, but over there off the coast of North Carolina and up towards Virginia, got a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind there. Not much, just enough to make life miserable, and that's about it. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we want to tell you about their rewards program, and it is easy to join. It's so easy. All you got to do is go to... That's right. The captain's in it. You've got to go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Simply download or upgrade to the My Rewards Plus app. Also, then add your existing My Rewards card, or you can select new card to join the system, and then start enjoying more points, savings, and convenience. It's easy to download. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, and you'll start earning points in everything that you buy, the fuel, the supplies, everything else. And then also, RVers, be sure to check out pilotflyingj.com for information about special RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. Pilotflyingj.com.
Now, Kyle and I are going to be giving a special discussion about the USS Indianapolis. That is a ship that went down World War II. Very famous ship, very famous mission. They had the atomic bomb on board that they were taking be delivered to Japan, compliments of an air base in the Southwest Pacific. They never got there. And the story behind that is intense. You'll be talking about it at the bottom of the next hour. But, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more. And Ron Edwards. That's right, Mr. Ron Edwards. And, of course, he is the host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Because he doesn't have to go to Cuba. He's here in the U.S. doing what he does. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.